women who are listening to you, Kim, how do you distinguish between a wolf in the church? I mean, this guy who looks good, says all the right things, but basically he's after one thing.
Right. And you know what? Wolves are so sly. I mean, they can say praise the Lord right along with the pastor. Sitting in the front row with the suit on, the Bible open, quoting scripture. But and they may even serve in the auxiliaries. But the thing is, the Word of God admonishes us, you shall know them by their fruit. So what kind of fruit is their life bearing outside of the church? What do they do on the weekends? Ask them about, if you're dating somebody, ask them, what do you do on the weekends for fun? Let them tell you what they do. Let them show you their true selves just by allowing them to be in themselves instead of, a lot of times as women, we like to, lay the cards out on the table. This is what we're looking for. This is what we're believing for. But instead, I encourage women to listen and observe that man. Listen to what he's saying. Observe how he treats other people. And, of course, if he's trying to test you and see how far you're willing to go, you know, he may start kissing you, and next thing you know, he's taking off your clothes and things like that, leading you to the bedroom. That may be an indication that he could be a wolf, or he could just be weak in the flesh. But either way, you don't want to be involved with someone that's going to draw you away from your relationship with God. You want to be with someone that's going to encourage you and draw you closer to God, and not someone that's going to have you repenting every Sunday because of what you just did Saturday night.
What made you want to write a book with this particular title?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that. It's this book, I'm excited because it's what I call a response book. I get a lot of emails from people, and also when I go out and minister, as I minister across the country for the last, I would say, 5 years, God has had me on the road. And people, they genuinely love the Lord. They love Him. They want to serve Him and please Him. They just don't know how to be abstinent. When I had somebody email me, she said, how can I be abstinent and saved when my hormones are raging? So to me, that's honest. To me, that's real. So what I did is I have a workshop that I did on dating, sex, and waiting on the Lord. And I took a lot of the content from that workshop and also some more revelation God gave me from the Word and just from practical knowledge. God has actually kept me for 32 years. I'm a virgin, so I give all my business out. I give my personal experience because I wasn't raised in a church. My parents didn't talk to me about sex. I was kept by God. So what I wanted to do was give a blueprint, if you will, for dating. Because a lot of times, I always say, once you get saved, you may be given a Bible, but you're not given what I call a dating instruction manual. Mm-hmm. So this book is a guide for people that want to know how to date as a Christian couple and do it God's way so you can get God's results.
Being a virgin for 32 years.
Oh, yes.
How tough is that? You must have seen someone had to approach you. Somebody somewhere must look good to Kim Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's not because I haven't had opportunities, trust me. It's just the grace of God. I made a decision at the age of 20 to commit myself to the Lord in that area, and God has literally kept me. I mean, I'm not saying everything has been rosy and that I've never been tempted. I mean, we're all tempted. I always say, some people, they like to say, oh, just because you never had sex, so what do you know? I'm like, okay, God made us as sexual beings, mm-hmm. and I have sexual desires and urges just like anybody else, but it's the Lord that's kept me, and so it's actually a blessing for me because it's kind of a weeder, like, in relationships. I know that once I tell someone that, they know they're not dating me just to date me, but that they will have to wait.
Hey, I heard that. As we wrap things up, I guess, Kimberly Brooks. Kim, once again, tell the folks the title of your book. Can they get you on Twitter, Facebook?
Oh, yes. Or I'm all over the web. If you Google Kim Brooks, my website is kimonthweb.com. The name of the book is How to Date and Stay Saved. And also, I have a free monthly newsletter that I send out each month to encourage Christian singles. And I recently added an online daily devotional that I send out just for women, and it's free. And they can subscribe on KimOnTheWeb.com. It's a word from God, just something to start your day in your morning devotion. But it's dedicated to and it's written to singles. And I myself personally comprise the emails each day. So that's actually growing every day, and a lot of people are responding well to that. So, again, it's KimOnTheWeb.com, and I'm on Facebook, Twitter. My Facebook is Kim on the Web or / Kim on the Web. My Twitter is / Kim on the Web. And I reach out to anyone that emails me, so feel free to reach out to me and I'll reply. And it's me on there.
Hey, Kim, it's been a pleasure. We thank
Amen.
You. Hey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you are welcome. And we wish you nothing but success.
Amen. Thank you for all your support today and even in the past years.
Hey,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
AJ.
It's Kim Brooks on Star 1310.